Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Playoff football in the state of Missouri gets underway tonight. We are joined by Maryville High School football coach Matt Webb, also senior running back and linebacker Gavin McAtee. Good to see you guys this morning. And, of course, November 1st, Gavin, we got to start here. Did you get enough sleep last night? Halloween, you're a high schooler?
Of course. You know, every night before game night, you know, I try to keep myself by getting in bed about 9:30 most of the time and trying to be asleep by 10 o'clock so I can really get some solid sleep before the game. Because I noticed I didn't get much sleep on that first week. I really didn't take it seriously and kind of ended up cramping and stuff. So I'm trying to get as much fluids in me as possible and get as much sleep so I don't have to go through that really, really bad pain. Feels like you broke a bone, but you really didn't. But I hate the pain, so I'm just trying to do everything to avoid it. And I think getting a good amount of sleep is a good thing to get rid of it or try and keep it away. So, yeah.
Like, that's high-level responsibility. Halloween night, he's in bed at 9:30.
Fair enough. Good answer, isn't it, in front of Coach on day after Halloween.
Before we dive too far, much farther, senior year, Halloween, what time do you think you went to bed? Back in the 90s.
Well, I played for Coach Litteris, so he may or may not have driven by our houses and make sure at least our vehicles were in our driveways. I don't know if he did an actual bed check or not, but there wasn't any messing around. If he told you to get to bed at a certain time, you were to do that.
I get the impression you didn't do bed checks, but you trust your guys.
That's right.
There you go, and got the sleep you needed. Again, high school playoffs start this evening. You've got a rematch with Lafayette. You kind of go through the whole season. You play so many different teams. You know who's in the district. You're going to get a lot of MEC rematches potentially. You don't typically want to see maybe a rematch from week 9, or do you? How do you view that, Coach?
Yeah, it's unique. I know it's happened with other teams and looking at playoff brackets when they come out, but it's never – I've never experienced it as a coach or a player playing somebody back to week. And so it's a kind of a unique experience. Every week you're used to kind of putting that film to bed and working on a different scheme or a different opponent or as a player you're used to looking at somebody else and seeing who you might have to tackle or go against on the line of scrimmage, and it's the same guys and the same scheme. So we've spent a lot of time this week kind of evaluating what their plan of attack was last week against us and how they can adjust it and then how we'll make adjustments. And so it's kind of unique.
Coach, they're talking about you want to go into this week and have a chance to – all right, how might they attack us differently and be ready for that? But is it also kind of nice, too, of you know the personnel, you're ready on that side of things, and it's also a chance to kind of evaluate yourselves and Maryville and say, all right, we have an idea of what's coming here, too, but how do we make sure we're better here for week 10?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like just with all around the guys are, like, not excited about having to play this team again, but just overall that we know this team a lot. Just for the past 4 years, we've played them every year, and we're just getting ready to hit them in the playoffs for the first time in my career. And I think we're all ready for it. And, you know, we have such great coaching staff. I feel like whatever they're going to throw at us, I feel like we can definitely make a quick change and definitely make the ball on our side and get the ball into the end zone and score and hopefully keep them to another donut week and get us some donuts out on that Monday. So I'm really excited for the game, and, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, you know who you are, and you understand the identity of Maryville football and what you guys want to do, but you have just a ridiculously tough schedule. You come down the stretch, Lutheran, North Savannah, tough losses. Was it just nice to, all right, we got that good feeling, we got that W, and it's kind of hitting that film feels a little bit different on a Sunday or Monday as opposed to last week?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just waking up, you know, after that, on that Saturday morning, knowing that you got the win, you got some good runs, and you got some, you know, just good play by your players. It's really tough to get back to back losses. I don't remember the last time Maryville Spoofhounds have done that, but it's been a hot minute. And it's good to get a really good win, you know, going into playoffs and get that good taste in your mouth, you know. And I have to have that bad taste going into playoffs, you know, and kind of gets us hyped up, kind of gets us mentally ready just to get in there and, you know, take care of business and hopefully just march our way through these playoffs. So,
42-0 win to wrap the regular season. You're going to see this team again. You've beat most of the teams that you're going to face throughout this district run, with, of course, Richmond potentially looming there in a couple weeks, Coach. Coming off a win like that, is it important to come in and be confident and be Maryville without being cocky at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it best. You know, we should be confident. We've had a really good week of practice. The guys, the energy's been high. It's been good. I think we're excited to play at home. You know, we haven't played at home in 3 weeks, with Lutheran North being a neutral site game. So, you know, we've done the Hound Pound's really important to us in protecting that, and we've done well there this year. And that's kind of an added benefit here to playing at home tonight. You bet, we've had good energy and good excitement, kind of just some good mojo. I think, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, I think the focus is what can we do better against Lafayette. You know, you look at the score and you look at the outcome, but you evaluate the film and you kind of look and see, okay, how can we block this scheme a little cleaner? How can we, you know, tackle a little better with angles here, or not allow, you know, a certain play to kind of be executed by them a little better? And it's just finding little ways to improve off of a good victory last week.
Gavin, did that feel like a pretty fun one overall? You win 42-0. It's a good time. You get the majority of that done in the first half, but you ripped off a career-high 55-yarder out into the open field, and you were long gone. Just how did that feel? How do those holes open up, and how's that offensive line progressing?
It was awesome, but I'm pretty sure if I had five more yards, I probably would have collapsed before I ever got there. I was running out of steam pretty fast. But, yeah, just the O-line has been great all season, you know, and if I had a, you know, two-yard gain, there was another cutback lane, and I'd usually make something of it falling forward. But the O-line has been great this season. I couldn't ask for a better one, you know, and they've just been working their butts off, but also with having fun and practices and stuff. So, but they also keep each other accountable for not blocking somebody or something like that, or I'll even keep them accountable. And, you know, as the season has gone, you know, they've gotten a lot better, I feel like, and it's a good time to get hot right now, especially into the playoffs, and I'm really ready for it, and I think they are too. So yeah, I mean, I'm just ready for playoff football. I'm ready to get underway. You know, O-line's ready, our whole team's ready, this entire community is ready to bring a district championship here, and hopefully a little bit more. And I'm ready to go.
How does playoff mode hit a little bit different than those first 9 weeks?
You know, it's just win or go home, you know. Me being a senior, this could be my last game of football tonight, and I'm not very too keen on that. So I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got, because this is probably the last time I'll play a sport in my life, yeah, especially competitive level where I can get hit and not can get right back up, you know. I'm not going to be 40 years old playing this at my church. So, you know, it's just that win or lose, you know, and that's it. So I feel like every senior out there, every junior is going to be playing for us, and every guy that is even going to get on the field is just going to be playing their heart out, and I hope for that a lot, and I hope we can just give everything we got, and hopefully we can just march and march, but it's just that elimination game you got to think about, and you could be done, so you just got to give it everything you got.
Well, that's a great segue in. When we got here, I said, Nolan, do you have any questions for Gavin? And he wanted to know about, what does legacy mean to a Maryville High School senior? When you think about the tradition overall, and you're heading into districts and a chance to go out and win some more hardware here with three more wins and keep on moving, like, what does that mean to you guys as you continue to grow within this program?
You know, just like the leadership level and the culture that's built here is really on the foundation of seniors, I feel like. And, you know, we're our 2024 seniors, you know, and we kind of have to have that chip on our shoulder that we got to be remembered as these seniors and we want to be remembered for greatness, really. We want to be remembered for that, for a really deep playoff run, for some dominant wins at home. And we just want to be those seniors. It's all about the seniors of previous seasons, the seniors of next seasons. It's never, I mean, the community is going to remember those seniors. So, you know, you got to put it all out there, and you got to make the community really remember you and just give it all you got. So,
well, Coach, you touched on it before. It's been a while since Maryville's been at home. It's playoff mode. You can kind of feel the passion there as Gavin talks about being a senior and being in this program. It's a great night to pack the Hound Pound and take in some playoff football with some football weather finally.
Yeah, you bet. You know, I'm impressed by my man's Nolan's level of question for Gavin with the legacy. I I guess I'd compare it to Nolan and I talked about when you go trick-or-treating and you hit a house that gives a full-size candy bar. You're like, man, this is the good stuff. You know, this is where you want to go back to. So playing at the Hound Pound in the playoffs is special. It's like that Halloween, that special house that gives out the full-size candy bars and just a little bit extra. You know, it's exciting. Like Gavin said, it's win or go home. We get a chance to play in front of our home fans. Yeah, it's an opponent from last week, but, you know, that doesn't matter. We want to go out and perform our best and just kind of go 1-0 each week and see how far we can go. And that's we're going to do it as a team. And then these guys are really committed to doing it, like I said, with good senior leadership and good teamwork and working together.
District football gets underway tonight at 7 o'clock at the Hound Pound. Coach Webb, Gavin, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and senior running back and linebacker Gavin McAtee. We'll have tonight's game on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.